In this U.S. Meat Export Federation report, we speak with USMEF President and CEO Philip Tseng about the long-running country of origin labeling dispute between the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. This week, the World Trade Organization authorized retaliatory duties on U.S. products entering Canada and Mexico in the amount of about $1 billion. While far less than those two countries had requested, Tseng says the duties could still have a significant impact on U.S. beef and pork exports, as well as other U.S. products on which they are assessed.
This really hits us very, very hard from the standpoint, if you take a look at our markets through October, we're basically down in Mexico about 10% on volume on beef. We're down about 11% on volume in Canada. If you take a look at pork exports, we're up about 5% in Mexico, but we're down about 5% in Canada. When you compare that with exchange rates, the Canadian dollar is down about 15% year over year versus the U.S. dollar, and the Mexican peso was down about 15%. So when you take a look at the exchange rate differential between these duties that could be applied to us, this is really, really impactful.
U.S. pork previously felt the impact of retaliatory duties in the 2011 NAFTA trucking dispute.
Well, that did have an impact, and although they didn't levy on trucking as high as maybe some had anticipated, it still retarded our exports to the tune of about 5%. Obviously, in Mexico and also in Canada, they rely heavily on our products. And if they're not going to get this product from the United States, it's likely they're going to get it from some other source. And so any time that we give up a market or we lose a market, it just makes it that doubly more difficult to get it back. So hopefully there'll be some resolution to this issue so commerce can be done. It's always done better in calm waters than stormy waters.
For more on this and other trade issues, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.